Town approved a regular meeting for February 14th, 2011, will come to order. Please turn off your signs, electronic devices, Mr. Avery, would you just pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rowland.
Here.
Councilmember Bozarth.
Here.
Councilmember Avery.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Cottrell.
Here.
Mayor Melvin.
Here. The minutes from the meeting of January 10th, 2011, are in your package, do I hear a motion, or any corrections, do I hear a motion to accept? Move Ms. Bozarth, second Ms. Olean, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay, the ayes have it. You have a correction? What?
The agenda should say 2011, January 10th.
Oh, on that, yeah. Oh, man, do we have to amend the agenda?
No, just, it's a typo.
Gotcha. All right. Committee, Public Works, consider intergovernmental service agreement renewal inspection services. This is an agreement between the town and the parish of West Baton Rouge whereby when there's construction or modification, wherever there's an inspection needed, the certified inspectors with the parish do it, couldn't be happier with it. We talked about it at last week's meeting. I just need a motion so that when they, the parish council hasn't even passed it yet to, you know, renew it, but I just want to get it out of the way so I can authorize me to sign it when it is available. I don't think it ends till June, but we do it in advance to get it out of the way.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olean. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay, the ayes have it. Planning and zoning, Mr. Wilton Lejeune is not here.
Didn't call it this week?
Mm-hmm, didn't call it, haven't talked to him. His brother came by, and his brother's very ill, and I'll get with Wilton to find out what the deal is, but this is something that was supposed to be finished in December, here we are in February.
Been a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Week or so.
Okay. Well, we need to close this item up, but anyway, I'll talk to him, I'll call him. Finance Committee, consider cooperative endeavor between Fire District Number 2 and the town of Brule. Few preliminary comments, we just completed a fire district meeting a few minutes ago in which the cooperative endeavor was, the fire chief was authorized to enter into a cooperative endeavor if the town so chooses to do that. What has happened is the fire district is in the process of building a fire station out on Choctaw Road. Due to some cost overruns, the fire district is having a tough time meeting their payments. There's been much discussion. There's been two special meetings. Today was the second one. From those meetings, there is on the table a cooperative endeavor between the town and the fire district whereby the town would pay a certain amount, which we think to be $20,000, depending on what the council decides, of the cost of the station to the contractor, which would enable the fire district to make it to the end of the year without having, and being able to pay their bills. Trying to choose my words very carefully. I hope I'm succeeding. With that on the table is a cooperative endeavor agreement. In fact, it's not in the package, but it's in the fire district's package that the town council needs to consider now whether they want to do it at all, and if so, in what amount. And with that, I will turn it over to the council for their corrections of anything that I said or an explanation or discussion or a motion. If whoever wants to go. Anyone?
We have just some wording. In the very first page, we got the concrete work right under the main title. We need to take that out. And think Tom captured a lot of the changes in his notes, because what the fire commission requested.
Would you hold those again?
Maybe one time.
I think I would.
Brief review of the guts of it, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Do what you want to.
And the secretary of draft have to be known as West Baton Rouge Fire Protection Subdistrict. Down in there, it says on the 7th day of February. So we need to correct that.
I think we need to finish the paragraph number one consideration and come up with an amount. And $20,000 came up, and that would sound like a good number to me.
I think that should be the amount.
Okay, I'm waiting for a motion on further discussion.
Well, I'll go ahead and jump in here. I think 20 is what they said would absolutely get them to zero. With the sales tax anticipated where it has been, you said it was, the last one was pretty good, but the ones before that were really, really bad. This is a one-time agreement that we're going to sign. We're going to vote on, let me say they're not signed. So I'm going to say the agreement, I'd like to strike out paragraph 4 altogether, strike out paragraph 3 altogether, make number 5 be number 3, the right top,
yes,
from the first meeting. And then there were some adjustments in the consideration paragraph of the language. Do you have that?
In consideration of the benefit to the town and its citizens to be realized from quality fire protection, stable fire ratings, property insurance, and safety and public welfare, the town of Brewery has the local governmental authority, hereby shall provide one-time funding on or after February 15, 2011 on behalf of the West Baton Rouge Fire Protection Subdistrict Number 2 in amount not to exceed $20,000, said funds to be paid directly to Grand Construction Company, LLC, 4327 Jeffrey Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70816 for project GCC 10/111 for the use and benefit of West Baton Rouge Fire Protection Subdistrict Number 2 in payment for construction costs in connection with the construction of a new fire station number 2 at 4236 Chaco Road, Brewery.
Okay, and then paragraph 2 is just as it is.
Yes.
Okay.
He said Chaco Road, Brewery, is that correct?
It's a postal address, yeah.
So.
It's not the town limits, but it is.
Yes, that's a postal address, oh, yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we enter into this endeavor, but I will, for the purpose of discussion, ask that we change the amount from 20 to 25,000, only because this is a one-time, we can do this one time, that's it. I'm not interested in trying to fund the fire department from the town of Brewery, but in light of the increased fire district rating that we're looking at, I think people in Brewery should be protected as best they can. So therefore, I think that $25,000 is a bargain. We figure we got 800, 900 houses. I think that's a bargain. So I'm going to make the motion to enter into this cooperative endeavor at a amount of $25,000.
I second that motion.
Okay. Any further discussion or any discussion?
Yeah, I suggested 20,000. Is anybody else interested in 20?
Well, the only way you can get that done at this point, we're not a committee, we're not voting as one, is you'd have to make a substitute motion, in which case we vote on your substitute motion first.
If you got a second,
if you voted your substitute motion first, and then if it failed, then we vote on the actual motion.
Okay, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
All right.
Well, that's the amount of
changes to 20,000. All right.
Just to see if it.
All right. Well, everybody's finished. Does anybody here wish to second it?
put a hole right here. If, I'm saying if. I mean, I certainly don't want to lose out on $20,000, so I would be willing to second his motion and vote on the 20. Now, after that happens, can I make another motion that we move to 25?
Your motion is still in place. It hasn't been voted on.
Still in place, yeah.
Right.
But.
It stays.
We vote on his and his passes. Then I.
Yeah.
Vote on my 25.
We'd still vote on yours. That's right. It's still in place. We'd still vote on it.
Yeah, that's good.
We're still going to vote on your 25.
Well, then I'll second his motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion, any further discussion on the substitute motion? And that being the amount of $20,000 with all the changes that were previously discussed here. Okay, there's a motion and a second, right? Any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, we'll have a roll call vote now. A yes means you're in favor of the amount being $20,000 with the changes that were articulated earlier with the Shane and Fish and everybody else. Okay? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Olea.
No.
Councilmember Andre.
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
Okay, now we have a motion on the floor for the $25,000. And it's motion and second. Now, is there any further discussion on the $25,000 motion?
This is not in addition to.
No. Of course not, no.
Okay, because some King's eyes light up over that.
All right, any further discussion on the original motion? On the original motion of $25,000. Okay, hearing none, we're going to have a roll call vote. A yes means you're in favor of the $25,000 total. Okay, roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
No.
Councilmember Abraham.
No.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Okay, so the $25,000 passes. So you've authorized me to sign a cooperative endeavor in the amount of $25,000 with the other changes that were articulated. Okay, Personnel Committee, I don't know of anything. Recreation Committee, Police Committee, recommend a full-time officer.
I'm not in a position to recommend full-time. I would like to recommend a reserve officer, but that can wait. Had some changes that may come about, some lateral moves.
All right.
So I'm going to vote for him at this time.
Governmental Affairs, I don't know of anything. No vetoed ordinances. Hearing and final action done. Introduction of ordinances. Road Mill Reserve LLC, zero lot line development request. Is there anybody in the council? The draft of it is in the package in case anybody needs it. Tom, it's so complicated. Tom has to draft them up for us. But anyway, is there anyone in the council who would like to introduce that ordinance?
I have a question. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Yeah. Okay. If I wanted to introduce this ordinance, they drew up the widths of the lots at 33 feet. Okay? Can I introduce this ordinance with it be adjusted to 50 foot frontage?
This is just to rezone the property from R6, which is what it's currently at, which is townhome residential, to R5, which is zero lot line residential.
This is just to introduce it to get it on the table. Just to introduce it only for zoning.
Nothing. They presented all that information the other night as a courtesy to just show us what they have in mind. It has nothing to do with any of that. The plat can be completely different by the time we finish. This is only to rezone the property. They could rezone the property and never do anything. Somebody else could do it later, 10 years from now. If the zoning of the property is all we're talking about right now.
A zero lot line is a more restricted zoning than what it is now.
I don't think that's a call
that the attorney would make. I think it's a call that you would make as a compliment.
I mean, there are differences.
There's a difference, but there's no word as such as restricted. You would make that decision.
Well, I'll introduce it.
Okay, so it's introduced by Mr. Corbett. It doesn't have to be seconded. It's been introduced by Mr. Kershaw. Okay. Resolutions and commendations. All right, I'm going to take the microphone here. Preface this before we, a few days ago, I was sitting at home and I wasn't doing very much. In fact, I was waiting for my wife to get dressed, actually. And Councilmember Kershaw gave me a call. He says, you know, he said, you ever listen to Richard Condon? I said, sure, I listen to Richard Condon. Everybody listens to Richard Condon. He said, well, Richard Condon's talking about Michael Vick getting a key to the city, and he was saying he would love to get a key to a city, and he mentioned Brule by name specifically. So I called Richard while he was on the air, and I asked him if he'd like to have a key to a city, and Richard said he'd be honored, so I'd like to get Richard Condon to come up here. Let me say, this guy is the poster child for giving your opinion on the air. Richard is he's been entertaining over the years, but he is also he gets the subjects head on. And I've warned for those of you that know Richard Condon over the radio, I've warned him that we have a 5-minute rule on comments. So I'm allowed to make comments. But congratulations, you now have a key to the city, and I'm even throwing a bonus as we have a town pin. All right, let's take a picture. Who you be up? All right, good. You have the microphone for 5 minutes now, no more.
I mean, can somebody donate maybe that 5 minutes?
No. I'm familiar enough with you to know that.
First off, I apologize about the voice, a little bit under the weather, just like so many of you are, your family, and that sort of thing. So I can't thank the board and Mayor Norman enough for giving me this opportunity. And I was driving through Brule on Friday, and I stopped by and we visited in person. And I mean it sincerely, how great the people in this community are. And I know that for a fact. You know, Addis Brule, I have customers, I sell wood for a living. I just run my mouth on the air. That's just to pay for my wife to get a hand dye. Keep my daughter at St. Joseph's and that sort of thing. But you know what, if we lived in Brule, it would be an honor for me to have my children go through Brule High School. It's a great community. I mean, Kenny and Brady Mook, just on the outside looking in, with great people. Robin and Premier is another customer of mine. Jerry down in Addis, and J&J. Just good people. I mean, Brule Addis, it's loyalty, it's commitment, it's old school. And that's what I love about this community. I enjoy that day of the week when I come over here to call on these customers, because I know it's not about the penny. It's about a man's word, and it's about a man's handshake. That's what I appreciate about the town of Brule. And, you know, I've been doing radio for 20-something years. And I've always said, if Michael Vick can get a key to a city, I've never done anything wrong. I need to get a key to a city. Just like my no one said, he called me last week on the air, and he said, Rich, one day, 6:30, you got to get a key to the city. And last night, you know, the wife cooked dinner. And she was, why are you so giddy? I said, because I'm getting a key to the city. I've never gotten a key to the city. So with that said, I can't thank y'all enough in being so involved in your community, in raising your children the right way, and making it possible that, you know, people can, you know, make a living, go to work, and do it the right way. I just wish you guys could maybe move over close to mine. Kind of convince my neighbors to do it the same way. But anyway, again, I can't thank you enough, and I apologize about the whole Brian Kiter stuff, but that's just the way it is right now. But anyway, it's an honor for me to accept this key to the city for Brule. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have department reports, fire department.
All right, calls for monthly aid. Inside the town, we had first aid calls 3, outside the town, 12. Fires inside the town, 0, outside the town, 0. Carbon monoxide incident, we had 1. False alarm, we had 2 grass fires, 2 electrical power lines on the ground, 1 trash fire, 3 motor vehicle crashes. Total for the month is 26, total for the year is 26.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Next, we have police department reports.
Month of January, had 8 wreck reports, 3 bench warrant arrests, 1 damage to property, which kind of followed into the next one, a burglary
It was actually three burglaries, all in one spot at Back Road Grocery. We did catch the guy. All three times he did a damage to property to get into the store, stealing lottery tickets. Four assisting other agencies. One of them was Addison, the other three were West Baton Rouge. One juvenile matter, which was, I don't remember. Five traffic arrests. Eight miscellaneous calls consisting of vehicle unlocks, welfare checks, 911 calls sometimes, and ghost calls come from 911. We go through an actual welfare check to make sure, and unwanted persons. 32 calls per month. Wrote 110 citations, but 152 violations on it.
Any questions or comments?
32 calls, y'all beat the fire department by six.
No, that's a good one for us. That's a down, a real down number, not going.
Damon, the guy who broke in and stole his lottery tickets, that could talk him into breaking in my house and stealing my racing forms. He'd probably save me some money. Make a killing out of that deal. He just take them all before I go to the track.
Jamie, on the bench warrant arrest that you made, now that was in the town of Brule, or that in that West Baton Rouge?
It depends. Now that we have things streamed up and everything, state police might call and say, hey, we have one of y'all bench warrants, do y'all want it? And of course, we're going to get them. We'll pick them up and book them, so that's a bench warrant arrest.
Okay.
Or sometimes, a lot of times, we come across them right out here on the highway. We stop somebody. Each vehicle has a bench warrant book in it. They're supposed to check it every time they do a stop or come into contact with someone. Check it. We got a warrant for you. And that's pretty much how it works. Sometimes we actively, we might know where one lives, we go out and pick them up. Put a multitude of ways.
Good, thank you.
Speaking of ThinkStream, we've been involved with ThinkStream for a while, but we have never been able to catch up. As of this month, we're caught up. So every bench warrant that we have is now in ThinkStream. That means anybody who else is a subscriber to ThinkStream, when they stop a car, they run the license, they'll be able to tell if, no matter where in the United States they are, they'll be able to tell that they have a bench warrant at Brule, in which case sometimes they call us and we go get them and, you know, they pay up. So that's supposed to be a, you know, something that helps us. And I think
it is. We actually had one call from Shreveport.
Yeah.
They had a guy, we were going to send somebody to get him because it was a good amount of money, but he ended up having some other charges that have a hold on him, so we can't get him until they finish. So that was pretty neat for them to stop somebody way up there that we actually have a bench warrant on. So it's I think it paid for itself already. You know, I think we invested $5,000 in it.
Okay.
I'd like to say thanks to Police Department and Ms. Gail for putting in all
the $3,000. Yeah, she spent numerous hours getting them in.
Bench warrants that they punched in by hand, so that's a heavy job, so thanks.
That's correct. She did a great job with it. I give her credit. Debbie and Melissa came over the other day, and Ms. Gail showed them how to, the inner workings of it.
Okay. Correspondence, we have several. One of them, I got a thank you note from the American Planning Association. They had their meeting and they came by the town. Ms. Bourgeois was kind enough to show them around the town and gave them the tour, and they sent us a thank you note and appreciation. Also got a thank you note from the Boy Scouts of America that we make an annual contribution to them, so they're very appreciative of that. I do have a letter that I need to read, and I need to read the whole thing because you probably read about it in the paper, and it came up at the fire district meeting briefly, but I want to read it, and I got it today. Actually, I got it this afternoon. It's to Mr. Riley Berthelot, members of the West Baton Rouge Parish Council, Mayor of the City of Port Allen, and the Mayor of the Town of Brule. The subject is fire sales tax distribution. Dear sirs and madams, please find attached a resolution adopted by the commissioners of Fire Subdistrict Number 1, which is as, requesting that the formula for the distribution of sales tax dollars be revisited. The formula as originally adopted was reflective of the needs of the parish-wide population at that time. Over the years, in order to maintain and meet the fire protection needs of the parish, a review of the formula must be conducted as is conducted for sales taxes, millages, and property value assessments. The commissioners of FAR Subdistrict Number 1 are simply requesting that the West Baton Rouge Parish Council be receptive to ever-changing and growth needs of West Baton Rouge Parish. Mr. Mook is presently working with the parish president and the Assessors Association, Assessors Office, to ensure that all of the FAR subdistricts receive the distribution of the FAR sales taxes as was redesigned by needs. The distribution must continue to track the needs. Thank you. Should you have any questions, please give me a call. Signed, Carol Bourgeois, Commissioner in Charge, FAR District Number 1, Subdistrict Number 1. Now, what I have here is a draft of the resolution. I've read through it briefly, and it pretty much says the same thing the letter said. It was not on the agenda tonight. I don't want to put it on the agenda tonight because I want to have adequate time for the council to be able to review it. But there's been discussion offline about this for some time, and basically what it boils down to is many years ago, when the state law was written, there were certain percentages for each FAR subdistrict for their share of the sales taxes. And I don't know what Rudy's is, but what is Rudy's? 17%. And, you know, Port Allen's 50-something percent, whatever. Anyway, those percentages have hung since the beginning of time. And what Randy Mook asked for in the meeting the other night and what this resolution is evidently asking for is that the FAR district, which is the entire parish, you know, council, consider a modification of the presumably of the percentages, and obviously to give more percentage to Addis and hopefully to Bruley and also you know, just make it more equitable. Well, that all sounds good and it sounds fair and it sounds like the thing to do. The problem is the only way that can happen is you have to have a vote of the parish council and then a resolution from each of the three councils, Addis, Bruley, and Port Allen. So if any one of the three votes against it, it's dead. So to say the least, getting any change made will be problematic for whoever's percentage goes down and will be cheered violently by those who goes up. So in my view, we need to do something a little bit more innovative than just go in there and try to talk four bodies into all agreeing to the same thing when they're probably not going to, well, somebody's going to be a loser in the deal. So my plan is between now and the committee meetings next time, if I'm going to meet with Pee-wee, I have some ideas on what we might or might not do. I went over them this afternoon briefly with Kenny, but it's not as simple as just, oh, well, we're going to just refigure the numbers and everybody's going to get their fair share. It's not that simple. Kenny was quick to explain to me that it's not as simple even as a head count, because a house is not the same as a Placid. You know, if you have a Placid or you have a huge industry that has a tremendous amount of potential to, you know, for huge fires, you have to have a different set of apparatus to deal with that. So it's not as simple as it sounds. It's not like sales tax where we know what our census number is, we know what everybody else's is, so we do the math and it's a percentage. It's not that simple. So that's why I'm gonna give a copy on council members, obviously, but it's not, it doesn't have a lot of substance in it. But I think there's gonna be a whole lot of discussion on this. I think the time, I agree with the resolution, time is right to redo it. I think you gotta be sensible about it and know that there's political forces that, I mean, just doing it by, you know, the law that exists is just really not gonna happen. So with that, I mean, I just wanted to read it. And as I said, I'll put it on the agenda next time. If anybody's interested, certainly can, you know, step forward. But the good news is, I have some good correspondence. I got another one from Cox. And it has all their rates on it. That's some rates that went down. Like, for example, if you self-install your TV, instead of paying $4.99, it'll be free. It's an installation charge. But my favorite one was, if you want a DVR service with Cox, it was $11.99 a month. Now it's going down to $9.99 a month. $2 less per month. That's pretty good, right? However, if you want HD and a receiver, then it's going from $5.25 up to $7.25, which is exactly $2 a month. So if you want a receiver, DVR with no HD, then you can get $2 off every month for your whole year, which means $24. Okay. But if you want HD, then you're in trouble. Well, anybody wants to study these rates? But the one I like the best, now this is the best one. I'm going to read this to you. Discount for lower income seniors. Cox will continue its partnership with regional councils on aging to offer a discount for low income seniors on basic cable. We understand that price increases are difficult for some seniors. While we are advancing our services to meet the demands of the masses, we are proud to keep our loyal senior citizens in mind. Therefore, we have increased our senior citizen discount from 20% to 25% of the basic cable cost, which is like, what, $12? So these cats are really putting their money where their mouth is. They're going for you seniors. That's if you're in low income, of course, which, well, never mind. Okay. We have mayor's report. That was just a correspondence. I attended a very good meeting. Judge Will Kleinpeter and Mike Zito, who's the constable in Port Allen, are putting together a program whereby on Saturdays, people who are not able to pay their tickets will be able to pick up litter on the highways at the judge's discretion, and they offered it to me and Carol and Port Allen, so that if we come to the conclusion that a person is not capable of paying or they say they can't pay, and what they can do is they can work it off by picking up litter. They coordinated this with Mary Delapaz, who is going to tell them where the areas in the parish are of need. So a person can go out there on a Saturday and work 8 hours and work off at a minimum wage rate until they get the ticket paid for. So I had a young lady come in today who has 4 children and she doesn't make enough money, her husband doesn't pay child support, so I offered her the opportunity and she jumped at it. So when they get started, I think it's going to be a good thing. And the good thing about it for us is Mike Zito is handling the whole thing, so all we got to do is refer them, and then he'll let us know when they finish with their duties. So I think that really should work. This should be on the announcements, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ms. Bourgeois was voted the Pride of West Baton Rouge recipient by the Chamber of Commerce at that banquet. There's anybody who deserves it, she does. And it took them forever to name all the things that she's involved in and all the things that she's done. But the number one thing she's done is Shane mentioned earlier tonight, she tried to teach him reading in school. And she's had an impact on so many people. When Richard was talking about our school system, people like her have set the tone for the school system. And Ms. Bourgeois, we all want to thank you for everything you do. I also participated in the selection committee of the executive director for the chamber. They really did a good job. They really worked hard at it and had a very organized method of doing it. Unless they've announced something I didn't hear today, they're doing a couple of more checks on the person they're going to make the offer to, but they've come to the conclusion who it was. And without gloating too much, we got our census figures in. We are now 2,589 people, an increase of 28.2%, which means that our share of the sales tax go up about 1.5%, which is a lot. And so I'm very proud of the people here in the town that worked on that and everybody who contributed, and especially the citizens of the town, because I know the type of people that Richard was talking about are the kinds that will get their form and fill it out and send it in. I believe we got a pretty accurate count. I'm sure not everybody was counted, but I think pretty close to everybody was counted. So I'm very pleased with that. I also attended a building code summit that Kevin Durbin had, and there's a piece of software that might be helpful to us, so we're going to probably take advantage of. I attended the annual board meeting of the Historical Association in Port Allen, and they did some business they do once a year. And for those of you who came through the front, I don't know if you noticed, we have a digital picture frame up there that's got all the pictures of all the businesses and municipal things, and it's pretty neat, so take a look at it when you go there. And with that, we have remarks of personal privilege. Anyway, Mike, I mean, Kenny. Wait, you look so much alike.
Oh, dear.
I had a same hairdo messing me up.
I'd like to congratulate the Brule Wrestling Team for our second place runner-up state championship. They fought hard. They were almost the short end of the deal because they didn't have that many seniors and upperclassmen as Holy Cross did, but they were still within 10 or 11 points, and that says a lot. And they did an extraordinary effort in Shreveport. And the mayor was there, and I'm not going to say cussed out the coach of Holy Cross.
I didn't cuss it. I didn't use it.
But he sent him to go pop popcorn at the booth in the concession stand.
Well, I mean, he was coaching, he was refereeing, and he was scoring the same match. I told him, I said, why don't you just go sell popcorn? Because you're doing everything else. He intimidated the referees, and a Holy Cross guy won a match that he should have lost. Well, he did lose, actually, but he took it away from him. So I was just explaining it to him that he was very useful and he should go sell popcorn. He looked so happy to say it.
He handed a toad.
It
wasn't
exciting. You weren't doing wrestling against anybody from Brule. You were wrestling against a guy from Basie. But it just kind of... My wife told me if I did it against you, she'd leave me.
He wasn't excited.
And if you can tell I'm a little hoarse, this is 2 days after the tournament. So anyway, I tried to be good after that. Anybody else? Remarks? Yes, ma'am.
I missed the fire meeting a while ago, but are we opening up that back Brule fire station again?
The one by on Elaine Street by the water tower?
Yes, sir.
No, we're not opening it, no. I mean,
we're going to use it?
It's going to stay as we're going to keep reserves there.
Okay.
It'll have the boat that we've been having and one of the reserve engines.
Does that building now, did it revert back to the parish?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so it's...
What happens is the day the fire district raises their hand and says, we don't need it as a fire, then we're not going to use it as a fire building anymore. They have 30 days to get everything out and then it goes back to the parish.
I see. Okay.
That's the, we dug that up and figured out, you know, what it actually says.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else?
This one's just for you.
Yo, what?
I had the pleasure of going to a Walmart in Macomb, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
This week. When I walked in, I thought I was at the wrong place. Every cash register was open. Super Walmart.
Yeah.
You
must only hit two.
8:30 at night. And about 10 registers open. The shelves were full of stuff. People were very polite. So there is open.
Yeah. Yeah, that's open.
No, that's not. No.
Not here.
No,
not here. I don't think so.
They try him to be rude.
I think so.
This has been a terrible situation. I've tried to work on it. I can't say I did it good.
That's why I brought it up.
Anybody else?
Joey, I'd like to, two things real quick. One, I'd like to publicly thank you for your hard work on the census, because without you and everybody that you had working with us, we would not have gotten the count that we got. I mean, if we have 2,589 people, and Addis has 3,500, I think our count percentage has got to be extremely high. So you are to be commended to everybody else that you had working with you. Kenny said about the wrestling team. I want to toot my own horn because confirmation class, I'm sponsoring two kids. Last year I sponsored a guy named Dylan Hoods, who won the state championship. And this year I got Jacob Idell, who also won it. So if y'all got a wrestler that's kind of on the bubble, yes. Let me have one and just let him train.
We had divine intervention here.
I'm
going to tell Coach Bible that next time I see him. No, they did have a mass Thursday morning before they left. The whole team was neat.
When they walked out of church, it started flurrying. So
yeah, it was neat.
That was pretty cool.
Good thing. We just got out wrestled. Yeah. The other team deserved it.
When you're down, yes.
But there, when next year, a few of those reps are going to have a broken leg. They show up. I'm like, no, just kidding. I see a part for you guys. He knows. Anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege.
Yes, I'd like to thank Donnie Jarrow and his group. Every time they come to the board, they have a question about we need to do this unit. They're always here. He's here personally to answer any questions that the citizens or the council or mayor may have, and that's the way you get it done. And this is a very good idea. I like this a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to thank the town hall staff and the mayor for making that group welcome. The group is attending the Louisiana State Chapter of the American Planning Association, and Kevin Durbin asked if they could come here. because he wanted them to see examples of older homes with the plaques surrounded by a new development. And we had a group that was really interested in that, so we had refreshments and a whole presentation. Thank y'all for that.
Anybody else? Do I have a motion, Chairman?
Move.
Move, Stolen.
About that announcement?
Wait, announcement.
Oh, my bad. I just checked, see if y'all been. Addis Parade is February 27th at 11 a.m. I understand there's going to be an Elvis impersonator there, so y'all need to attend. Town Hall will be closed March 8th for Mardi Gras. And with that, I'll have a motion by Mr. Lynn, Don Jaren. Second by Sandra, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Close, nay, aye.
I'm going to be reminded to go buy a balance.
Okay.